Former President Obama is getting heat for this tweet that he posted, and some people are saying that he's linking two tragedies together in a very odd way. He wrote, "As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. His killing stays with us all to this day, especially those who loved him." And then you have Ben Shapiro tweeting, "What in the world does the former have to do with the latter?" Andy Ngo saying, "I don't understand the connection." Joe, how do you feel about this?
I know I'm supposed to give analysis here, but I really have no words. What utter classlessness from the former president to somehow, don't link anything to what happened to these kids down in Texas, particularly what happened in Minneapolis, where no one would ever defend what that police officer did to George Floyd. But what does that have to do with these kids being executed by this madman? Let's talk about solutions, can we, please?
Friday funnies can't get here soon enough, Miss Rose.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Jeez, we need something to celebrate.
It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
No Bacardi in the studio.
Janet Rose bringing you your forecast and the news.
Woohoo!
It's Janet's birthday today.
It is.
And for those of you listening to us on the app, thanks for tuning in, because right now 100.9 is off the air because No Business Mountain. Now I know why they call it No Business Mountain.
Well, they're really taking it very seriously.
When it rains, there's no business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hopefully get that up and going before the program ends. We'll see what happens. But right now, if you're listening on the app, thank you so much for listening. Wish Janet a birthday wish. Or give her a birthday wish, 434-248-0704. That's 434-248-0704. And say, happy birthday, Miss Janet.
Yes.
So
it's going to be a good day.
We're going to have a few birthday wishes throughout the day.
We're going to make it a good day.
We are.
How about that?
Daggummit.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Here's your thought of the day. What you think about day and night forms your character and your personality.
Okay.
Wow, what does that say about me? I think about dogs a lot.
Yes. Well.
Last night I was fussing at all of them.
Yeah.
Get down.
Right, exactly.
And not like Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Right. Who's going to be at Elmwood Park June 4th?
I know. They were so muddy.
Yeah.
They were very muddy yesterday
when I got home. A lot of rain. Apparently, more in the forecast coming.
Oh,
we need to check out this. We were, told by our engineer, "Hey, we don't have any power up on the mountain." I go, "Yep." And so anyway, he was talking about a tornado warning could be coming up from south of us. We'll have to look into that and see what's going on there.
Stop that!
Yes,
I mean the rain. I'm excited about the rain,
yeah.
But not the other so much.
Well, let's give that number out again. Our text line, 434-248-0704. It works for our Mind Jam trivia today on this Friday. Today is National Road Trip Day.
I'm taking one today, too.
Yeah.
I am.
Hopefully, you won't have to take it in a boat.
I know. That's right.
One of the first highways that spanned the width of the nation opened up in 1926. East to west, it went and still does. What was it called?
Yeah, we want to know what that highway was called.
Yeah.
Because it's National Road Trip Day.
Let's do it.
On this day in history, in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson addresses the League to Enforce Peace, founded in 1915.
Yeah.
And gives public support to the idea of a League of Nations. That was the initial creation of the United Nations, I suppose.
That's been so effective over the... Anyway,
Stop it.
Being facetious.
In 1935, Supreme Court declares FDR's National Recovery Act unconstitutional.
Wow.
Well, good Lord. What would they think about Biden's?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
We need that Supreme Court back.
Yeah, he talked about Jim Crow 2.0. Biden's act compared to that would be National Recovery Act 10.0.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Thank God for Joe Manchin and our lady friend Sinema.
Right. In 1971, John Lennon records this song at his home studio in England.
Yep. He was quite a talented man. Lost him way too soon. That song continues to live on.
It does. And in 1995, I remember this so well because I was like, oh, it's my birthday. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Actor Christopher Reeve is paralyzed from the neck down after falling from his horse in a riding competition in Culpeper, Virginia, really towards Charlottesville in that area.
Dr. John Jane says that Reeve will undergo an operation on Monday to fuse his two upper vertebrae. Reeve was an amateur rider, but even these professionals told us that every ride has a degree of danger.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, you know, it looks glorious and very, you know, highfalutin, high society, but that is a super dangerous sport to do what they do.
It is. My friend Lori, she broke her back. And
really?
That's how she broke it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
But she still rides on.
How about that?
But it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Got birthdays today, quite a few of them.
Yeah. 86 years old. Some would say this guy is Johnny on the spot. Louis Gossage Jr.
I said, put your toes on the edge of the top line just like they were. Ah, 10. Push. I don't believe what I'm seeing. I expect to lose half of you before I'm finished. I will use every means necessary, fair and unfair, to trip you up, to expose your weaknesses as a potential aviator and as a human being. Understand?
He played that role so well.
Yeah, he was very good at it. Todd Bridges, Different Strokes fame, he turns 56 years old.
Hey, how'd it go, son?
Terrific.
That bad, huh?
What happened, Willis?
What didn't happen?
Come on, it can't be that bad.
Dad, I wish I could go to another school.
What's wrong with the school?
Well, it's not like junior high. I mean, back there, I was a star athlete, class president. I was the main man. I had lots of friends. And here I'm just a
schnook.
Right. Welcome to high school.
Schnook.
Welcome to high school, son.
Yeah.
You go from hero to zero, just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
Also having a birthday today is Jack McBrayer.
Mm-hmm. There's a zero in the TV show that he was part of. There's a three in front of it. 30 Rock. This guy was what do they call it? The mail guy? The mail page or whatever.
Okay.
He did such a good job. This is where his boss, Jack Donaghy, is suspicious that he is too wholesome. There's something suspicious with
about
this
him.
Guy. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all in. Anybody else?
Oh, I'll play with you, Mr. Donaghy.
This is poker.
Kenneth, how long have you been sitting there?
I'm taking Pete's place, because he's busy in the bathroom, laying in his own sick.
Oh, my God. He can't read Kenneth. It's a blank slate. Okay, what do you got?
I think I have what they refer to as a royal flush. Looks like I'm the big winner.
He's so innocent.
He really is.
So sweet.
And he's in Talladega Nights, too, as part of the pit crew. Mm-hmm. That was an interesting choice.
49 years old today.
Yep.
And then we have, producer.
Roz.
Perry Gilpin from Frasier.
Got a little montage for you here.
You're married?
Yeah, but it's okay. I still want to go out with you.
He begins to hit him with the...
The only mental disorder you've ever cured is insomnia.
I die. I want it to be on my 100th birthday in my beach house on Maui. And I want my husband to be so upset he has to drop out of college.
Supposed to put up with in-laws and not even have a husband? That's like posing nude for your art teacher and still flunking the course. Shut up. I needed the credits.
I've just gotten a signal from Roz that we're running out of time. So.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
I really loved her character.
Yeah, she was funny. She's saying that when I was like, wait a minute, she's not making that one up. For sure, she's not.
Mm.
And then we have one more birthday today. Mm-hmm. Adam Carolla is 58.
He was part of the Man Show with what's his name from late night TV.
I'm not familiar with him.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Or, I mean, I probably am, but
I mean, they ended the show with this is very juvenile because the show was totally juvenile.
Yes,
they always ended the show with girls jumping up and down on the things you put outside the house.
Trampolines,
yes. That's how they would end the show. Hmm. That was just to show you how juvenile they were.
Because it's the man show.
Right, right.
I wouldn't expect anything
now,
else.
Now, he became a conservative, and he's got podcasts. He's really good now. He does use language in his show. And then Kimmel goes off the deep end and becomes the total leftist.
Now, Kimmel, I can't stand.
Yeah. But Adam Carolla, interesting stuff.
I mean, I talk to comedians every day, and they're like, I think about the jokes before I say them, the audience I worry about. It's been effective, so they're going to keep going with it as long as we let them keep going with it, and it keeps being effective.
He's 58. He's talking about a comedian. This was after the whole Will Smith thing. You know, that concerned about going out on stage and potentially getting, you know, tackled.
Right.
And that they, his comedian friends are watching their
By
jokes. They're
used
afraid.
To be a girl. You're Shapiro. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. True.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Thanks right. for the context that we're getting in today. Bear said, happy birthday, goddess of good grub. I raise a mug of joy to you.
Oh, wow. That's
very
nice.
Very sweet. And
Janet's
we're getting
birthday.
Guesses with
Janet's
the Mind
birthday
Gym
today. Yes, you can text us your answer to this and also wish Janet happy birthday. Today is National Road Trip Day. One of the first highways to span the width of our nation opened in 1926. You and I thought it was later.
I did.
I did too. I thought it was around the 40s or 50s. What was it called, that road that goes from east to west?
We'll be back with the answer.
Sounds good. Here is a, this was just done a couple weeks ago, and I think it's worth playing. It's Julian Lennon recording his father's famous song that we just talked about a few minutes ago, Imagine.
Imagine all the people living for today. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. Kingsman, Moscow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to that kind of tip? Jack and take that California trip. Get your kick.
And that's the answer there. Today is National Road Trip Day.
Yeah.
And our Mind Jam trivia asks you, one of the first highways to span the width of the nation opened up in 1926. We wanted to know what was it. Lots of you got Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my bucket list things.
Yeah.
Is to drive Route 66. It might be the only time I ever want to be in a convertible. As a rule, I'm not a fan of the convertible. Makes your hair very messy.
I can see that.
And bugs and things. Not a fan. I had a moth get in my car this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a major falling out halfway down 130. Like, look, dude, you've got to go.
Wow.
You got to get... He kept around my head. And, you know, they're kind of soft and funky and... Yeah, no. So I was like, all right, that's it. I'm pulling over. And you're going outside. And then I found myself wondering, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's nice in here. I like it. Not too windy. And then, well, boom.
You make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.